Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's the script and superheroes, and we're playing that because I've got superhero kind of in the studio with me. Aww. Ali Knowles. Hello, Ali. Nice to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
And you're on your own. We're talking about Ollie and his superpowers. Where is he?
No, I have to have days out on my own, and it's good for them as well, so that we don't have separation issues.
Well, tell us about Ollie for people who don't know what he is.
Right. Very simply, I'm a therapist. I've trained in absolutely everything out there, from CBT to play therapy to cognitive everything. And the reason I did was because I'm quite childlike and had lots of children brought to me, and all the therapy I'd been given and everything I'd learned was really highbrow and over the head. And I'd find myself saying to a six-year-old, do you know, you need more emotional resilience. And they just look at me and short of blowing raspberries. I thought, we have a problem. So I created the superpowers simply because if you ask a child to point at their head, they will, their brain, yeah. If you ask them to point at their heart, they can do that. If you ask them to draw a heart in the air, yep, they're really good at that. Ask them to point to an emotion. Well, ask an adult to point to an emotion. I know, get the same face
you're giving
me right now. Kind of a bemused look. Because it's not real, it's not tangible. It's not like, you know, where's your arm muscle, where's your heart? And we're asking kids to try and fix things and take control of things that aren't real. So I made them into little superheroes. So every emotion's a superhero. So happy's a superhero, sad's a superhero. And by doing that, the kids could then have something they could take control of, make bigger, make smaller. For the very younger children, that was a very simple thing to do with the emotion. But for the older ones, to actually ask that emotion what's wrong. Because there's nothing wrong with a child. I tell you, I'll go off on one. You know what I'm like. I have children brought to me because I'm a therapist, and I'm told, my child's angry, or this child's angry. And that's the adult's version of what's going on with that child. And the child just goes, well, I'm angry. I must be. Everyone's telling me I am. Because they don't know what to say. But by making these feelings little superheroes, we can pull them out of the child and say, OK, well, you're not angry. This little part of you is, which disassociates it. And kids love dobbing one another in, so they're more likely to talk about a superpower that's disassociated. And then we can find out what's going on and what they're really feeling. And then we work with the child, almost like making them baby therapists, to solve the problem for themselves, for the small part of themselves. So I started doing that, and 18 months ago, doing that on my own, it took off. A couple of parents asked me to write some stories about the superpowers so they could help their kids. I did that. Dyslexic, I had a lot of help, superpower help. Those books went really, really well. Then I started training other therapists who had the same problem as me. There wasn't anything out there that worked for children and parents. So now we're training therapists. Then, blimey, we've come a long way, actually.
Ali, what a journey it's been. I mean, I spoke to you a couple of years ago,
It's gone mad, but the reason it's gone mad is because it's so simple. I haven't done anything clever. All I've done is make something clever simple. And we're working with families. We're in so many schools in Cambridge now. And the lovely thing is, in the beginning, I was begging schools to give us a chance. Now they're talking to one another and they're phoning us. I'm 10 foot tall. And we've got parents training, teacher training, where we teach them the Ollie model and how to speak the language. I've got kids in the streets using the suit.
So we've got the superpowers. So who is Ollie then? Ollie is the person who addresses the superpowers. How does Ollie work?
Ollie is a little character that I created, and he was created really from a couple of the original kids that I was working with, who were just normal kids, you know, from a normal background, nothing special. In fact, Ollie's only got a mummy, not a daddy, so he's fairly normal little fella. And he was just a good way of introducing stories to the children about Ollie, who has to have the same problem they've got. Who knew? And this is how Ollie deals with it, through his superpowers. So that's how we introduced the little doll and the storybooks. And all the storybooks are about Ollie having roughly the same issues that the children that I'm seeing in my therapy room have, because stories are powerful. We've used them from the beginning of time. And, you know, if Ollie can work it out of his superpowers, so can the kids. And that's what's happening.
Well, you mentioned the doll there, because you've got the books and the stories, and you have also now dolls who are going to schools, actually. Children can see Ollie.
The schools have the books in, which is fantastic, and the schools have the Ollie dolls and Molly, because we had to introduce Molly.
Oh, you've got Molly now?
Well, yeah, girls have superpowers too. Yeah, so the schools have them, and the teachers use them, and they're quite literally, you know, what would Ollie say? What would Molly say? And the children sit and have a debate about what they're thinking and feeling, and then they think about what Ollie would say. And it's just amazing, because it encourages them to think through their problems.
So, following that example that you gave before, the anger superpower, yeah. What might a child say to that superpower that they wouldn't say normally?
Well, there's one of the major things that I've noticed. When I was using CBT and other therapies, which are all good in their own right, can I just say that? It used to take months and months to get a child to tell you what was really going on, because they didn't want to tell you, because they didn't want to get into trouble with mum or dad or the school. So the disassociation straight away is powerful in that respect, because it's now not about the child. And it can be anything. When you pull angry out, it can be, well, actually, I'm not angry, I'm hurting, or I'm lost, or I'm sad because I've got a new baby brother. I've not got as much attention. I'm in a new school and all my friends went to another school. Everyone thinks I'm seeking attention, but it's just because I'm lonely, so then I get angry. Or, and you know, this has plus and minuses, our Ollie coaches get an awful lot of disclosures about children that have been abused physically, emotionally, neglect, because a child won't speak up. They're afraid to. But if you pull the superpower out that's in trouble, that superpower will tell you, because it's not the child getting anyone into trouble. So that's the downside of the job. You have to sit through that, and believe me, I'm human and it's blimmin' hard. But the plus side means those kids are getting help. And I've got the best job in the world. Well, after your job, playing music all day, of course.
But you're changing lives.
The concept is, do you know, so many people sort of say, you know, well done, well done. I'm standing on the shoulder of giants. Every therapy out there, I've taken what I think is the best of it and just simplified it. So it's not mine, I've just simplified it. And it's the model that works. Our Ollie coaches all over the country now are fantastic. And in their own right, they're brilliant therapists, but it's the model. It's so simple, it's so powerful. So, yeah, we're changing lives.
It feels like Therapy for Children is waiting for something like this.
Do you know, everywhere we go, I mean, we've got our critics, and that's usually people that don't want change or are quite happy that things don't change for various reasons, and I'm not allowed to get political, but hey. But, yes, there was a massive gap in the market. And what we've done, it's morphing daily. It's not one thing. I mean, we started off one-to-one with children, then we started working with the parents because we realised there's no point teaching the kids a language if the parents aren't using it. And it works for 16-year-olds as well, by the way.
Oh, great. Yep, lovely.
We call them parts for the older kids, not superpowers. But also in the school environment. So we've just started doing a lot of work with prevention. And again, schools love you, Cambridge. Cambridge, and especially you, and you were the first people that we came in and interviewed us, have launched us. And the Cambridge schools now are looking at including what we do with Ollie as part of their emotional work with the kids in school. So we're doing prevention, teaching the kids to use their emotions, control them before it becomes an issue. We're all going to be redundant as therapists. That's my dream.
Well, yeah, that is your... But this is... you say redundant. This is a full-time job for you now.
It is at the moment. But you see, I'm 52 now. It is more than a full-time job. And I really believe if we can get this right and it keeps growing at the way it is, if you take every 10 kids that come to my therapy room, I reckon 9 of them wouldn't need to come and see me if we had this in schools, in every school. Because the schools we've got it in, I don't have to work with many children there because they get the superpowers. We're changing things. It's happening.
And what's this about a therapy school?
Oh, yes. Glad you mentioned that. Thanks, Lee. What we were doing, because we need coaches all over the place, because as this begins to grow, I want to be able to put really good, well-trained coaches in the schools. So we were talking to people that already had a therapeutic background and inviting them along, and we were giving them the Ollie concept and training them to use it. That was working brilliantly. But then I'm doing parents' evenings and teacher training where we don't teach you to be therapists, but we teach you the techniques, and I met some amazing people. And some of these people were saying, you know, love my job, Monday morning, go in, it pays the bills. If I'm lucky, I don't fight with the boss and there's no office politics and it's okay. And I said, you know, I was like that 5-6 years ago. I used to blow buildings up. That's what I used to do. I was in demolition.
You worked in... Yes.
In, I know. What a change. Who
knew? How ironic that you worked in demolition and now you're putting things back, you know, you're putting people back together again.
I am. You have to take them apart a little bit first. But what happened was I met some amazing mums and dads and teachers and nurses, because obviously we're working with the NHS a bit now over at Hinchinbrook, bless them. And they said, well, do you know, I'd love to do what you do, but I haven't got the qualifications, I haven't got the money, I haven't got the time, this is my lot in life, I'm stuck. And I went, no, you're not. You see, none of us are who we're going to be yet. None of us, even me, it changes every day. So I thought, well, hang on a minute, I could send all these people to other therapy schools who, you know, they're all good, these schools, I went to one. But why would I do that when we could have our own therapy school? And we could take you from whatever you're doing right now, radio presenter, working in a shop, nurse, teacher, and we could take you all the way through and give you a qualification in therapy that you can use to set up on your own and have your own practice, but with the addition of the Ollie technique. So I overruled all of my handlers, as I call them now. You call
people,
them my people, my
people.
Handlers. And I said, no, we're going to do it, because then I'm going to get the best therapists and the ones that should be doing it. Because there's only a certain kind of person that should be doing it. And I've met a load of them this year. And yeah, so we've just launched, and the school opens officially, sort of classroom one, in May. But we're interviewing now. So if you're interested, and believe me, you don't need a degree. I haven't got one. You just need to be the right kind of person. And if you want to wake up every day and know you've made a difference, and trust me, do it once, it's brilliant. Do it every day. Go to our website, get in contact. I would love to meet the real people that should be coaches. So please get in contact.
And that website is ollieandhissuperpowers.com. It's always lovely to talk to you, Ali. You're such an inspiration. What does this mean to you? I mean, it's changed your life, hasn't it?
I remember sitting in here. Well, you were the first person that gave us airtime, and I am truly grateful. And I was so proud back then to have come up with something that worked for a few kids. And then I wrote the first book, and I was really chuffed when we sold. I think we sold 10. I was really happy. I'd never, ever dreamed that what has happened is happening. And it's not about me. It's about the difference. In 10 years' time, we'll have kids out there that are young adults that understand resilience. They understand empathy. You lot are going to really struggle for news, because it's all going to be good news. Someone said something funny this morning, it made me laugh. Why is there so much trouble in the world? And the answer was, the superpowers don't have superpowers. They will have.
That's fine by me if I'm not reporting bad news. And good news for you. What's this about an award? Is what you're from? How did you pull this out of you? An international award.
I know, international. What's that about? Last year was like really, really hard for us. It was only in so much that we didn't come up for air. It was really hard work. And by Christmas, was really, really exhausted and needed a break. But some magical things happened. We went away over Christmas and we got a phone call to tell us we'd been burgled. So we came home to that, which wasn't lovely. Thanks, guys. But then when we cleared all that up, I was just going through my emails and two wonderful things had happened. First thing was we'd got an email from Kent County Council. They are the first county council in the UK to give Ollie a contract.
Excellent.
It's huge. It's still not sinking in. That is just so huge and such a pat on the back. But then I read down a bit and it said, you've been shortlisted for an award. And I just read on because I thought, yeah, not me, surely not. And then I read back and, oh, no, I have. And not only have I been shortlisted, when I looked at the people that applied, it's blown my mind that we're through and they're not. And then it's actually international as well. And what it's for, NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is one of the therapies that we use quite a lot. And it's for education. Now, I don't know who nominated me, but I know what schools are in. And I know that the schools out there know who did it. So thank you is a little word, but huge, huge meaning. It will mean so much to us to be part of that. So, yeah, who knew?
Oh, yeah? When do you find out?
It's in May, so... But, you know, we're shortlisted to three in... It's international. I could stop now. I'd be happy, do you know? Because otherwise we've got to go to this dinner and I've got to dress up and stuff, but...
Oh, go on and... Well, congratulations. Absolutely deserve it. It's lovely to talk to you. OllieandHisSuperpowers.com is the website, and it's all on there, isn't it?
Everything. everything's on there.
So if people want to get in touch with you, if they're interested in training as therapy, or they want Ollie in their school, or they want to see you to talk about Ollie with a child, it's all there.
It's all there, and I'd love to hear from you, because we're never going to get too big to care, and if we do, someone shoot us down, because then I've lost what we started out to do.
Lovely to talk to you, Ali. Good luck. We'll probably see you you'll probably be Dame Ali next time I see you in 18 months. If there were any justice in the world, you would be. Take care.
Thanks. Take care.